AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Federal Reserve plans to cut interest rates three times this year. Today, no change. Here's the AP's Haya Panjwani.
Inflation stayed high at the start of the year, but the Federal Reserve says they expect to do fewer rate cuts in 2024. But Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said in their meeting, they decided not to make that cut yet.
Today, the FOMC decided to leave our policy interest rate unchanged and to continue to reduce our securities holdings.
Rate cuts over time would lead to lower costs for home and auto loans, credit card borrowing, and business loans. However, if the Fed waits too long to cut rates, a long period of high borrowing costs could seriously weaken the economy and even tip it into a recession. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Big gains as a result on Wall Street. The Dow gained 401 points. Texas faced skeptical questioning at an appeals court hearing. The state is pushing to enforce a strict new immigration law that would allow it to arrest and deport people who enter the country illegally. Governor Greg Abbott says some things haven't changed.
Even without SB 4, Texas has the legal authority to arrest people coming across the razor wire barriers on our border.
The Supreme Court allowed the law to take effect, but it was put on hold by an appeals court. A fourth former Mississippi sheriff's deputy was sentenced to 40 years in prison for his part in the racist torture of two black men by a group of white officers who called themselves the Goon Squad. Christian Dedman did not look at the victims as he apologized. Three correctional officers were shot, two by a suspect, one by a responding police officer, during a brazen overnight attack to break a prison inmate out of an Idaho hospital.
One officer shot by the suspect is in critical but stable condition. The second officer shot by the suspect has serious but non-life-threatening injuries.
This is AP News. There is an allegation of snooping on the royal family.
A British privacy watchdog is looking into a report that staff at a private London hospital tried to snoop on the Princess of Wales's medical records while she was a patient for abdominal surgery. The Information Commissioner's Office says we can confirm that we've received a breach report and are assessing the information provided. The Daily Mirror newspaper has reported that at least one staff member at the London clinic tried to look at Kate's notes during her stay there in January. Kensington Palace says the report is a matter for the London clinic. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Prince Harry's lawyer leveled explosive new allegations. Rupert Murdoch was aware of cover-ups at his British tabloids that used unlawful techniques to spy on the prince and others. Murdoch's company says this is a scurrilous and cynical attack on the company's integrity. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.